Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
It's where's this again?
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. Oh, customer support. Yeah, what company is this?
For a third-party establishment, we service several online vendors and products. I'm unable to specify without locating information first. Are you calling in reference to charges?
Yes.
Okay. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
Brian Williams. 75052.
Okay, just a moment. Can you verify your mailing address?
1132 Jamie Drive, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052.
Right, so I'll show you placed the order for an intake blender December the 7th. This was last year. You paid shipping and handling $9.95. In the terms and conditions, it explained you would also be signing up for our membership, Consumer Gadgets Club, and that's priced at $54.95 a month.
You say I ordered a blender like December of last year, 2021.
So you paid the shipping and handling. It was $9.95, and then of course, along with that came our membership, Consumer Gadgets Club. That's also priced $54.95 a month. So you called in on April the 12th. Today, of course, let me see. Customer called in council and was on the account. So when she knew verifying the address statement, she wanted to report for an account canceled. Yeah, so the account was canceled on today. So you no longer have an active account. And will not be billed any future charges.
Ooh. I guess I'm trying to figure out, I haven't ordered any blender. I don't have a blender in my house.
All right. So it's showing that it was delivered to the address 1132 Jamie Drive, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052. Is that your address?
That's my address, but I don't have any blender.
Right, they're saying it was delivered via USPS. Typically, if it's returned to the sender or not delivered, they do update the status, but it's saying it was delivered. So if you're indicating it's fraud, I mean, I can get you to our fraud department. They're going to prosecute anyone who has done this, and they're going to open an investigation to see who used the credit or debit card. Would you like to proceed with the investigation?
Yes, please.
All right. So I'll go ahead and connect you to our fraud department. They will be further assisting with the investigation today. Again, thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day. Hold on a moment.
Okay.